everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Before I read today's Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone, I did want to give a trigger warning that there's some language in here that might get a reaction from someone. So I do want to preface that. Today's topic of the day is called Shared Suffering. The quote is by Euripides, "When a good man is hurt, all who would be good must suffer with him." Goodness does not exist in isolation. Every act of goodness contributes to the greater good. Similarly, when any act of goodness is delayed, we all suffer. Sometimes we see or hear about bad things being done to good people, and we don't want to do anything because the event seems so far away or disconnected from us. But when a good person is attacked, injured, arrested, jailed, tortured, or killed in anywhere in the world, we are all diminished, and we are all a little less safe. This episode today is heavy for me. And I can imagine for some folks in our PTSD and Beyond community, because one of the things that, especially from the receiving end of abuse, is that we all look to be safe. Safety is key. Veterans do the same thing. You know, they don't want to have the back toward the door. They're always noticing where the exit's at. You know, other people that have been on the receiving end of abuse, you know, are very hyper aware of surroundings, exits, where we're sitting, people around us. And yes, when we do witness suffering, especially when it's on the news or in front of us, you know, in our communities, it is very difficult because we are all diminished. It means that, yes, we are all a little less safe. Our children, ourselves, being a woman. And it seems so much more now today. Dr. Pam Hall and I had this conversation over the weekend. And what we were talking about specifically is there's so much about the suffering. You know, there's so much about the gold standard treatments and therapies. Where are the stories of the healing? Where? So if we can have stories of suffering, if we can have mass stories of suffering, okay, just turn on any television, any app, and you'll see it. Social media, whatever. It's like a river of suffering. And I'm not diminishing the suffering, okay? It's real. I see it every day. Where are the stories of community? Where? Where are the stories of community? Where are the stories of things getting better, less suffering? Here's the affirmation. What can I do to support good people doing good things wherever they are? Can I send money, join an organization, write a letter of support, contact a government official? I can tell you right now, if you're here listening to this podcast and you want to do something, then volunteer and help us. If there's an organization that you believe in, then volunteer. If you believe in what PTSD and Beyond has been doing since 2018, then go to our Ko-Fi account, drop us some coin so we can continue to do this work, so we can expand our services. Yes, did you know that we provide workshops? Did you know that we provide peer support? Did you know that we go into organizations and, yes, provide programs and help organizations develop programs that are trauma-informed? Did you know? Did you know that we don't turn anybody away? Did you know that when someone messages us and needs support, that we actually do it? And all of that takes effort, time, money, and most of all, commitment and community. So go to our Ko-Fi account, put a comment in, subscribe, contact me personally, and I'll respond at drdeb@ptsdandbeyond.org. And yes, while there's suffering and we share the suffering, we also share the healing. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here today. And remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.